Hey friend, welcome back to Fig and Farm at Home. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, I have a question for you. Going real serious, real quick. Have you subscribed to the show? The reason I'm asking is because next Friday, you're going to want to take a listen. I am bubbling over with excitement about who our guest is on the show. And it was one of those times when I felt just a little bit of a fangirl crush happening that I'm so excited about, I think that you will be excited about. So make sure, stop now, subscribe to the show so that you can come back next week and listen. And while you're there, if you've been listening to the show more than 3 times, do you know that you are a design bestie? You are. That is what I call you. And I want to know what it is you like about the show. So leave me a review. It is the best way I get feedback from you so I know several things. 1, how it is you like the show. 2, what it is you like about the show. And 3, it tells me what I need to be talking more about. And 4, it just makes my heart happy. It makes me smile ear to ear, and it lights me up in this really weird world of podcasting where I sit behind my mic all by myself with my kitties by my side, and I talk to you. So do me a favor, stop right now, subscribe to the show so you don't miss next week, and leave a review. Okay, friends. Today, what are we talking about? We are diving right in to how we feel. Yeah, sometimes we might make decisions based on feeling and based on reason. Where are you at on that line of continuum between feeling and reason? If you talk to Mr. Fig and Farm, he is reason all the way. He definitely wants to know all his options before he even makes a single one. And it can take, quite honestly, months to make a big decision. Or sometimes even a medium-sized decision. For me, I'm definitely in tune with the feels. How am I feeling about that? What does my heart say about that? What are the emotions behind that? Do I feel good about it? I don't know. If you haven't heard me say before, sometimes I measure life as fun or not fun. It's almost as if it's on a scale. And if things are fun, wow, they are bound to be repeated. And if they are not fun, I'm going to toss them to the wayside. I don't want to do that again. But there are 2 instances when it comes to our home where even if you are a reasoner, even if you think about making decisions similarly to Mr. Fig and Farm, these are 2 ways you definitely want to dive into your feels here. You definitely want to use your feelings as a filter. So we're going to talk about that today. Stick around, grab your favorite cup of tea, and let's dive in. Enjoy today's show. We grew up with the phrase, home is where the heart is, but our culture has shifted and now the message is, home should be Pinterest perfect. I'm calling BS on that message. Home, it's not about the stuff, it's about the story. And whether you know it or not, your home is a reflection of you and is already saying something. So what is it that you want it to say? Hey, I'm Danny, a former first grade teacher turned home decorator. Going from a dual income to a single income so I could stay home with my babies meant budget, like ramen eating, Goodwill shopping budget, and I learned a few things along the way, like how to bring big style to your home without breaking the bank, and I'm sharing it all with you. Tips, tricks, decor, and design advice so you can learn to tell your story with your style, where you can start living free from the Pinterest perfect trap and start living a life of intention. Welcome to Fig and Farm at Home, where we design happy living and where it doesn't have to be perfect to be beautiful. Friend, when it comes to your home, we want to use both our feeling and our reason in order to make strong decisions. Now, in terms of buying a home, of course, we want to use reasoning, right? When it comes to decorating, when it comes to making change, of course, we want to use our reason too. We would never want to overspend our budget or make decisions hastily. But there are times when feeling should take precedence when it comes to decorating your home. And we're going to dive right into that today. Inside of Home Design 101, I talk about feeling being a filter. Feeling is just as important as understanding your aesthetic. And if you are not in tune with the feeling surrounding your home, you need to be. So here's the first way I want you to think about it. When you are assessing your home, when you are taking stock of how it is your home looks, I want you to not just use reasoning here and adjectives to say, my home looks tired, boring, old-fashioned, janky, beautiful, whatever your words are. I also want you to think, how does my home feel? When you walk into any room, and maybe this is room specific, but if you walk into any room, I want you to not just think about the things that could be changed, should be changed, you want to change. I want you to be thinking about how the room, how the space makes you feel. And if you've never done that before, it might take a second to really allow yourself to feel something rather than just recognizing that the couch is too small or the couch is too old or the couch is too brown or the chandelier is too builder grade or whatever it is that you are honed in on. So all of that aside, how does your home or that specific room make you feel? And I want you to pay really close attention to that. Not too long ago, I worked with a client in her home, and she happens to be in my local area, so I was able to go to her home. And as I was assessing the work we were going to be doing, she was using words like, I have too much stuff. I don't like my table. I need to, all the things that I'm telling you right now that are good things and good assessments. But when I asked her, how does your home make you feel? She paused for a minute because she wasn't really thinking about it in that lens. And when it came to it, she used some very strong language. Now, if kids are in the car listening to you, this is still PG, so you don't need to worry about the strong language I'm going to use, but I am going to share with you what it is she said to me. She said, my home feels embarrassing. My home feels tired. My home feels ugly. It feels not put together. It feels, and although those feeling words aren't necessarily what we would use, the same words we would use in order to describe like a broken heart or some, you know, how we're feeling about the loss of someone we love or something like that, those feeling words, when she was able to give us descriptors through the lens of feeling, wow, was it powerful. I feel embarrassed about my home. Well, what makes you feel embarrassed about your home? It just doesn't look put together. It looks like I'm just moved out of college and I have all the hand-me-downs and leftovers and there's so much stuff everywhere. When we unpacked how it was she felt and that embarrassed feeling she felt, when we unpacked that, there was a lot of room for making goals, for understanding what we want our home to look like, what we want to do in order to make the change when we're kind of stuck. We just know it doesn't look good. We know that it doesn't look put together. We know that there's something needs to change. We know that some things are old. We know all of those practical things that you know about your home, but when you put the feel to it, it becomes a whole lot more powerful. And so we worked together over the course of several weeks and even months because she decided that painting was something that she was going to do in order to make her home feel more cohesive, look more cohesive. And then as we started putting things back together, after having lightened her load through decluttering, she now feels excited about her home. She loves having people come over. She loves walking into her space and she feels delighted. I just love that word, delight. I think sometimes it can be misused or misinterpreted, but there are so many ways, even in my not job of decorating, in my job of raising my boys, in my job of coaching these kids at school, in my job of just life, where I look at teeny tiny little things that I can delight in. I delight in spending an afternoon watching my boys play soccer. I delight in cooking a batch of cookies, baking a batch of cookies, because it makes my kiddos excited. I delight in hearing them say, Mom, can you come with me? There are so many ways that we can delight in the commonplace. And I want to encourage you to ask yourself, how are you delighting in your home? And if you aren't, take stock of what it is your home feels like. What do you want it to feel like? Because delight is the ultimate goal. And as I was continuing to work with this client, the ultimate compliment, not necessarily to me, but to her, because she did all the hard work, right? We were doing a, I was teaching her, guiding her, helping her make decisions. So the ultimate compliment was for her. But as she walked into this living room, she said, I love looking at what it is I created. I love looking at it. I feel so accomplished, but I also feel so peaceful in here. I feel so light in here. Okay, so friend, the first way that we are going to really use feeling as a filter is to understand and assess what it is not only our home looks like, but how it makes us feel. And I want you to be really in tune with that. I want you to be really, don't hold anything back. You don't have to share it with anyone. You don't have to send it to as homework. Just take stock of how it is your home makes you feel. And don't just write down the word, but I want you to ask yourself another question and another question and another question. If your home feels uninspiring, it feels boring, it feels embarrassing, it feels any of those, anything really, ask yourself why. Why does it feel uninspiring? Why does it feel boring? Why does it feel safe? Well, I'm meaning safe not in like a respite. I'm meaning safe in terms of not taking bold choices in decision-making, like color. Why does it feel all of those things? Because there is going to be the answer for the next thing we're going to do, and that is going to establish the goals you have based on feeling. So number two, I want you to think about how you want your home to feel. And you're going to get that by diving into how it feels currently, really diving into it and what you want to change. So if your home feels blah, and by the way, there are no wrong answers for what that feeling word is. It could feel blah, but the real heart of it is in why it feels blah. Keep asking yourself that question. But now I want to know how I want my home to feel. Okay, great. I want my home to feel calm. I want my home to feel playful. I want my home to feel inspiring. I want my home to feel inviting. I want my home to feel warm. I want my home to feel cozy. A couple of the most common words I've heard people say is, I want my home to feel warm, inviting, and cozy. And those are three wonderful words, but we cannot stop there. Because if I asked you what cozy felt, and I asked Jennifer down the street what cozy meant to her, and I asked Sarah across town what cozy meant to her, we would have several different iterations of what cozy meant. So dive in. What do you mean by cozy? What do you mean by inviting? What do you mean by warm? What do you mean by peaceful? It's like this. When I was teaching first grade, we would do writing prompts all the time. Those first grade writing ideas were so adorable. And their little handwriting, absolutely adorable. And also really hard to read. But we might do a writing prompt around Mother's Day. And I would start it by saying something like, I like my mom because, and they would copy the first little bit of the sentence and then fill it in. Well, why do you like your mom? I like my mom because she is nice. I like my mom because she is kind. I like my mom. And the word choice that they would use, though true, moms are nice, moms are kind, though true, were very, very generic. And so I would ask little Johnny, well, tell me more. Why is your mom nice? My mom is nice because she gets up early and she makes pancakes, but she doesn't just make pancakes. She puts chocolate chips in the pancakes. Oh, well, that's really lovely. That is really nice. Mom doesn't have to get up early to make you that when cereal's on the shelf. That's really very kind, isn't it? But when I asked Karen, tell me why your mom is nice. Karen might have said, my mom takes me shopping and she buys me the fancy lip gloss. Oh, very different than what Johnny just said about the chocolate chips in the pancakes. If I would have left it at nice, we would be getting nowhere. There would be no depth to and nuance to their writing to their mom. Mom wouldn't know. She would just think, oh, yeah, I do. I am kind of nice. I use a nice warm language, or I use a nice warm tone when I speak. But no, Johnny thinks you're nice because of the chocolate chips and the pancakes. The point here is very similar. When you're trying to create a feeling word for your home that you are aspiring to, we're going to move beyond that generic term. Peaceful, yes, that's lovely. Wouldn't we all love a peaceful home? But what does that mean to you? Cozy, yep, that is really lovely. And I would love a cozy home too, but what does that mean to you? Be specific. Does cozy mean lots of textures? Does cozy mean a deep couch that you can really just dive into? Does cozy mean having an area rug with high pile? Does cozy mean having ambient lighting? What does cozy mean? Because cozy to you is different than cozy to someone else. But really understanding what it is it means to you is imperative for creating the home that you want. Inside of Home Design 101, we talk a lot about understanding your aesthetic and using that aesthetic as a filter for making decisions, making choices, product choices. And before you can make a strong product choice or grow in confidence to make that choice, you really need to do the hard work of understanding your aesthetic, using that as a filter. If you know that part of your aesthetic is you like brass and black, it might steer you away from choosing the purple. It might steer you away from choosing the bright green, even though it's cute. Your feeling word is going to be a filter just like that. The products you choose should be chosen through the lens of your aesthetic and your filter. This product, this pillow, this blanket, this thing I'm going to bringing into my home, does it meet the goal? Does it meet the purpose of aligning with my aesthetic? And does it feel cozy? Or will it help get me to the end goal of having a home that feels cozy or feeling peaceful or feeling whatever that feel word is? Those feels are imperative for making great choices. And you're going to do it two ways. You're going to assess the way that your home currently feels. Really ask yourself those why questions. Why does it feel this way? Why? And then you're going to use that information as a way to determine your goal. How do you want your home to feel? Going beyond the generic term and really diving in. Friend, I hope that was helpful for you today as we all aspire to have a home that we delight in. So here's your homework today. I want you to find one thing that you do delight in your home. One thing. And I want you to ask yourself this question. Why do I delight in that? Why do I delight in that? How does that make me feel? Start there and it's going to be great. All right, friend. I will leave the link for registering for Home Design 101 inside the show notes in case you are ready to learn more. Until next time. Oh, and next week, when you are going to want to come back to be introduced to my very special guest who I had a little bit of fangirl over. Come back next week, friend, and I will see you then.
Hey, real quick before you go, if you learned something new or found value in today's podcast, would you head over to iTunes to Fig and Farm at Home and leave a review and subscribe to the show? That would be awesome. And if you'd like to connect with my community of mamas who are learning to be intentional storytellers within their own homes, join us at bit.ly/design101group. There's always more room at the table. See you soon.